Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Friday edition of Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Just got back from LSU Baseball Media Day. Man, am I excited about this baseball team. Talked to Jay Johnson for a little while as well. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Mike Dettillier leads us off at 420. Hitting in a two-hole. I'm doing a little baseball stuff here. Tyler Dragon covers the NFL for USA Today, was the Bengals reporter at the Cincinnati Inquirer. Also, batting three, Cody Tapp, host of the Cody and Gold show on 610 Sports Kansas City, fellow sister Odyssey station, breaking down the NFC and AFC title games on the show. Charles Lane, editor, editorial writer for the Washington Post. Basically, anyone, he wrote an article, interesting article. Anyone can boycott the Beijing Olympics, everyone should. We'll talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour. Ryan Dyrud, host of the Believe in LA Football podcast, CEO of LA Football Network, breaking down Rams and 49ers in the NFC title game. Can the Rams get over the hump and beat those 49ers? San Fran has won six straight against the Rams. Eric Crocker, Locked On 49ers Pelicans podcast, will join Locked On 49ers podcast, excuse me, will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Give me your picks for the AFC and NFC title games. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are 7.5-point underdogs. Can Joe be Joe Cool again and go pull off a massive, I think it would be a massive upset this weekend on the road against the Chiefs in Arrowhead. In the NFC, you got the Rams or the 49ers. Rams are favored despite the 49ers having their number lately. 504-260-1870. I'll give you my picks a little later on because I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to influence you guys either negatively or positively, but I'll give you my picks. Can Joe Burrow and company go on the road and upset the Chiefs, and can the 49ers perhaps upset the Rams? Weigh in. Give me your picks. 504-260-1870. Jimmy and Gretna on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on WWL.
Hey, what's up, Christian? Hey, I know you're excited about football Sunday. I just want to shed a light on basketball, man. Pelicans got a couple home games. I know you're more of a baseball guy and football guy. I do want to get your
take. I'm a good product guy, Jimmy, I'm a good product guy. It's not a good product. Okay. I mean, I know the Pelicans are getting some things figured out, and I'm encouraged by that.
Yeah. I'll say this. Stan Van Gundy, Alvin Gentry, the effort wasn't there. I will say they're playing hard, considering the roster they have together. Ingram's missed about half the games this season just about. Zion hasn't played a game, and they're in the playoff mix. And, you know, like I've called up before, they got $5 tickets for the game tonight against the Nuggets here, and they're playing the Celtics tomorrow night. But I wanted to get your take on LSU baseball, too, and what your take is on this new coach from Arizona. I'm kind of curious to know what your feedback is on him, because I know you're a really big LSU baseball fan.
I think he's going to be a fantastic hire. I said it before. I'll say it again. I think he's going to do for LSU baseball what Nick Saban did for LSU football and subsequently Alabama football. He has a different method, a different way. He talks about moving the offense. I think this offense this year, 1 through 9, Gavin Dugas, Dylan Cruz, Trey Morgan, the transfer, Jacob, I can't remember his last name right now. I mean, this offense is going to be ridiculous. Cade Doty, it's going to be ridiculous. And I think long term, I think you're going to see out of Jay Johnson perhaps a 10, 15 year, maybe even 20 year run. He's 43 years old, or 44, excuse me. So it's conceivable to think you can have him for 20 years. And I think perennially, this LSU baseball program is going to be competing for national titles almost year in and year out. They've reached these players on a different level. Jay Johnson is a baseball intellect. He's a junkie. That's all he does is baseball. Hopefully that answered your question, Jimmy and Gretna. We'll step away and come back. Mike Dettillier, NFL analyst, is next here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, we welcome in now NFL analyst Mike Dettillier, co-host of Sports Talk as well. Mike, championship weekend, baby.
Mike, nothing like it.
Nothing like it. That's
nothing
right.
Nothing like it other than Super Bowl Sunday. And, you know, you think about before the season, you know, you might have thought the Rams would be there, San Francisco, if they could get healthy. Certainly Kansas City. Very few people would have put that coin on Cincinnati. There's always that one team that you say, you know, come on. That's a great story. And the Bengals have been a great story this year. Sure has.
Do you think they can beat Kansas City, though?
No, I like Kansas City to win the game. Now, I'll take that 7.5 points now. That's a lot of points in the game. But that, you know, that regular season game was a really, really entertaining game to watch. They couldn't stop Mahomes, and Kansas City couldn't stop Joe and Jamar. It was unbelievable to watch those two just tear at it. Listen, Joe's a fighter to the end, and so you better put the wooden stake in him and put it deep if you're gonna finish him off. But you know, Kansas City has done that, been there. Mahomes been great in these type moments. That's a lot of points, though. I know it's on the road, but that's a lot of points. You know, and it opened up at 7.5. It's 7 now. And I think in some places you can still get 7.5. So I would take Cincinnati into points. But I think Kansas City gets them another trip to Super Bowl Sunday.
Mike, when you go back to 2014, the Super Bowls since then, 8 out of the last 9 have included either a Brady, a Manning, a Mahomes, or Wilson. What does that tell you?
It tells you better have a damn quarterback. That's all I know. You know, I just think of, you know, 2020 before the draft, Cincinnati's flat on their back. I mean, you know, they not a flatline team, but you ain't got a big heartbeat rolling. And Joe Burrow changed everything for them. He gives you that fighting opportunity to be really good every year. And then, you know, you pick up Jamar in the draft this past spring. Now, again, you see the weaknesses on him. They got to protect him. You can't get him getting pummeled every week and get 9 sacks and 17 hits. But if you don't have that quarterback, you're not going anywhere. You're really not. And so it does tell you a lot about how this league is structured. And, you know, years ago, Hank Stram worked with us at WWL, and Hank used to always tell me, he said, Bayou, to win it all, you got to have it all, but you better have the big piece, and that's that quarterback.
Mike, over in the NFC, Rams and 49ers. The 49ers have had the Rams' number, 6 straight wins over the Rams, despite the Rams being at home, L.A. being at home, and a 3-point favorite. I think the 49ers, something that caught my attention during Sean Payton's retirement speech is they're evolving. He described them as an evolving team. And I think that's a hot, in other words, hot, a lot like Tampa Bay got last year. You think the 49ers can do this again against LA?
Well, when you look at it, the big difference between the Bucs of a year ago and what San Francisco has is that quarterback. Okay, the Bucs had Brady. 49ers have Garoppolo. But their defense is really good, especially the front seven. It's as good as you'll find in the NFL. Their secondary at times gives up some big plays. And so if I'm the Rams, I know where to attack them. And that is to throw the football. So you got to be able to pass protect. You got to run the ball a little bit to keep you honest. Six straight wins, you've matched up well in those type games. Went back and looked. In three of the six, they had a double-digit lead at one time or another, the Rams, and ended up losing. Man, that sets in your mind a little bit. So, you know what? Give me that 3.5 points in San Francisco. And in some places, I think it's maybe even four. I know Monday night when we went to Silver Slipper, it was four. And so I'll take the points in the 49ers. You know what? For whatever reason, this is a field goal football game between the two teams. It's going to be close. It's not going to be high scoring like, Bengals, Kansas City. But I'll take those points in the 49ers. They play great defense. They run the football. They're very effective running the football. If it's Elijah Mitchell from Erath, Louisiana, had a buddy of mine used to live across the street from me. He became a well-known jockey, a real good one, Shane Sellers. When he left the Bayou, he said, "Mike, I'm going to the big city." I said, "What city?" He said, "Erath." I said, "What? Erath? Man, you blink your eyes, you're out of Erath. Who are you talking about?" And that's where Elijah Mitchell's from and Debo Samuel. And I think, in these type settings, you got to pump the football to Debo as a runner and a receiver. Give me the 49ers and the 3.5. I think the Rams win it, though. I think they squeak out a win with a field goal. But if betting purposes, I'm going to take that 3.5 points in the 49ers. I just think that they're a type team that's going to keep it close. And I agree with Sean and what he says about how they've evolved over the last few weeks. The issue is if you had a quarterback, you go with Garoppolo, you go with Brady. That to me, is the big difference between San Francisco and Tampa Bay of a year ago.
Mike, shifting gears a little bit, LSU baseball had their media day today. And I've interviewed Coach Jay Johnson on the phone. But face-to-face, I mean, this is a baseball junkie. That's how I could describe him, literally. That's all he does, baseball.
He is a sports junkie. I mean, he knows football really well. I know we've had him on a couple of times, you and I, and doing the show. And, man, he's pretty good at it. And I told you the story. In fact, I actually told Jay the same story. A friend of mine who's a scout out in California, he's a Bayou guy. And his GPS don't work good, I guess. He stayed in California for over 20 years as a scout. And he made the comment to me, LSU, when they hired Jay, he says, they have got the Steve Spurrier of college baseball. And I told him that. He said, "That's pretty good, huh? Steve Spurrier." I think they got a special cat here. And he'll do a great job. He knows talent very well. And he's going to play an exciting brand of baseball really well. And you're going to see it. So you get somebody compare you to Spurrier baseball-wise, that's a tall mountain. But I've been impressed with him, Christian, and how well he handles himself. He knows the game extremely well. And his relationship with the players, I think, is the key. Because you can know the game really well, but can you translate it to their language? And I think he has. And they're going to be an exciting team to watch this coming spring and into the early summer to see how well he can roll this. But I think he is going to build something special at LSU.
You look at the lineup this year, Jacob Berry, the transfer from Arizona, who was All-American as a freshman. And you've got the incumbents and Gavin Dugas, Dylan Cruz, Trey Morgan. I mentioned Jacob Berry. Cade Doty. Where's the outs? There's no outs in this lineup, Mike.
Yeah, and guys that play with a lot of passion. You know, Gavin comes from – he's from the Bayou, you know. He's a Bayou guy, and he's, 170 pounds. But, man, can he play. Tremendous ball player. I saw him probably in the ninth grade. He was an unbelievable baseball player out in the home area. And, man, you know, they are loaded. They really are. But, you know, it's finding the right mix. And I used to hear Skip Bertman talk about it all the time. Hey, you know, it takes sometimes a little while to find the right lineup for you. You see, you know, pitching, that comes over a course of time. But he said finding the right lineup, if it's in the batting order or sometimes just maybe switching a player around position, is so important. And so I agree with you. They're loaded across the board. I think for Jay, it's finding the right eight, because you know that who that pitcher is going to be and how well that's going to roll out with them. But I think it's finding the right guys in the right order. And that may take him a little while, but I don't think it's going to take him a long time, because he's got some guys that can swing the bat. And that to me, I think will bring back that noise, you know, back in the stadium at LSU. Man, because if you can hit the ball, you know, you want to have the great pitching, but if you can hit it, that's really special.
NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, have a good weekend, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, brother. Take care.
All right, we'll step away and come back. Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines are open. I'll get to some on the text line. Give me your conference title games. Game picks, 504-260-1870. Is it the Chiefs or Bengals in the AFC? Is it the 49ers and Rams in the NFC? 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Hanging out here on this Friday afternoon on Sports Talk ahead of the AFC and NFC title games. A couple of text messages on our Oakland Heart Jewelers text line. Let's see. Bobby J. or Christian, this is Reed Calais down the bayou. Why don't the Saints put Allen as the head coach and Carmichael calling plays and Peyton takes over the defense with less pressure and still in the game? That's not why Sean Payton stepped away from the game, the pressure, et cetera. And first off, Sean Payton is as great of an offensive mind he is. Dennis Allen's a better defensive coordinator. Sean Payton knows offense like the back of his hand. That's why he hires a defensive coordinator to run the defense, because he doesn't know as much. You can't know both. Bill Belichick did it one year where I think he was the offensive coordinator up there in New England. Did it for a season or two. But that's not why Sean Payton stepped away. It wasn't necessarily pressure. I just don't think he said it. His heart wasn't in it. And when your heart's not in something, you don't do it to the best of your ability. And look, he's probably going to resurface at some point, coaching another team. And as long as it's not Dallas, I'm okay with it. I really am. As long as it's not the Falcons either, I'm okay with it. Just because, I mean, to expect him to coach and only coach the Saints, I think is a little unfair. Especially these days when I think he needs another Super Bowl to his resume in order to be in Canton as a lock. That's why I think this Super Bowl for Andy Reid's a big one. If he gets two, he's in Canton. I think he's already in Canton, but it's like a lock slam dunk. You know, throw away the key, no argument to be had. Yeah, first ballot guy. By the way, I'm going to get off on a little bit of a tangent here. We have somehow made it a failure if somebody's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, oh, how dare they? I mean, you're in the Hall of Fame. Doesn't really matter. There's no delineation on your bust in Canton. No, he was a first ballot Hall of Famer. No, he's a Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer. So I think we have decided to label that as some measuring stick, that it's an insult if you're not, like, you almost don't belong in the Hall of Fame if you're not first ballot Hall of Fame. But I get the context of it. I just think that we've demonized it as, oh, well, he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I think that's the way you try to separate. They're all great, and then the great ones in Canton. The special ones, right. You know, it's just, you hear it, though, and you go, man, was he first ballot Hall of Famer? No, he wasn't first ballot Hall of Famer. Well, I guess it's a class within a class. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Let's see. Yeah, that's a great text. Sean Payton left because the Saints don't have a quarterback. Without a doubt, that's a big part of the picture. He got to see a year without Drew Brees and what it looked like, not to mention you don't have a quarterback of the future. You've got a great legacy. You're going to tarnish your legacy or step away and come back. And when he does come back, because I truly believe he is, or he will, he's going to handpick his organization based on the quarterback and the owner. I mean, what if he sits out for 3 years, Andy Reid retires? Wouldn't he love to coach Pat Mahomes? Of course he would. Justin Herbert with the Chargers? Of course. And look, not to mention, just like whoever the new head coach is for the Saints, whether it's Dennis Allen or someone else, they have to trim $74 million off the salary cap. They're $74 million over the cap. Again, so they already kind of chipped away at it last year at the talent pool. They weren't as deep, and they still have some stars, DeMario Davis, Mike Thomas when he's healthy, Alvin Kamara, a great left and right tackle. Interior with David Onyemata, your secondary, Marshawn Lattimore, Marcus Williams. You still have those guys, Malcolm Jenkins, etc. But this year when you have to trim the salary cap, you're not going to have some of those faces. I mean, Cam Jordan basically is in a position where you start looking at his price tag. You start looking at DeMario Davis. But here's the thing about those deals. You got $10 million in dead money for DeMario Davis. You only save $500,000. You've got $21 million of dead money with Cam Jordan and about $1 million saved. Now, we're having a different conversation when it comes to designating those players as a post-June 1 transaction. It changes the conversation entirely because you save $15 million and you're only eating $8 million on Cam Jordan. Same thing with DeMario Davis. You're saving $7.5 million and eating $3.5 million. Even if they wanted to get rid of Michael Thomas post June 1, $15 million in savings, $8.9 million in dead money. So that all factored into Sean Payton's decision. Okay, no quarterback, cap purgatory for a while. They don't have the capital to move up. This isn't a great draft for quarterbacks. So he didn't really see a solution. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo becomes available, but the 49ers are trying to cast him off. They don't think he can win at all. I think that changes if the 49ers somehow do win at all. But they've already kind of said, regardless, we're moving on from Jimmy G this offseason. And is Jimmy G the guy that can carry a team and be a franchise quarterback? No. Is he a very good quarterback? Is he a starter in the National Football League? For sure. Could he win a Super Bowl with a really talented supporting cast like Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson? Sure he could with a really good defense. But he is not going to be the guy that says, all right, climb on my back. I got you. I'm going to carry this team to a victory in a big game. If you've watched Jimmy Garoppolo, he has one or two throws a game that you just scratch your head. Overthrows, interceptions. You just go, what was he doing? What was he thinking? So my point, circling back to Sean Payton, cap purgatory, no quarterback. And it's not a great draft for quarterbacks. And they don't have really enough assets to move up if there were a lot of talented quarterbacks coming out. I think, honestly, the Saints are going to end up back with Jameis Winston as their quarterback. I really do. He's going to be cheap. He's already going to know the system. If Pete Carmichael stays as the OC, they're familiar with him. He's better than Taysom Hill. I mean, I think Jameis Winston's back with the Saints. And I don't think that's one of those, like, I guess, you know, you settle. You have grander plans, but you have to settle on Jameis Winston. You can't shop at Saks Fifth Avenue. You gotta shop at the bargain bins because you're on a tight budget. Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Again, looking at where else could the Saints clean up some salary cap, get some money back. Malcolm Jenkins, they would eat $3.9 million and save $7.7. Believe it or not, this is going to sound really, really crazy, is we all know what the Saints did in the kicking game this year with Will Lutz being out. Cycled through, finally settled on Brett Maher. But Will Lutz is making, basically counts for $5 million against the cap this year. $5.5 million for a kicker. And his name's not Justin Tucker. So either you I'm not saying you cut him, you rework that deal though. You missed a year, Will. We need some money back. $5 million in dead money. Excuse me, $5 million, 5.5 that he counts against the salary cap. Just something to think about. 504-260-1870. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Our Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Marvin in the 7th Ward. What's going on, Marvin? You're on WWL.
Hey, man. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you.
I think Jameis Winston will be the starter. I agree with you. But I think he can be better than people think they will. I think Sean Payton liked Jameis Winston. And he was just getting the hang of the offense. I mean, like he was 5-2 as a starter, you know. And 2 games he lost, the defense let him down on that one.
Marvin, I don't disagree with you in terms of, I think, you know, there's a real possibility he's going to be the quarterback next fall.
Yeah, I mean, like, hey, he was 5-2. He was winning, you know.
Yeah, as far as the defense letting them down, that's debatable. I get it.
The Giants game. I mean, Giants.
Yeah, I know the Giants game. I know.
Come on, man.
But also, in that Carolina Panthers game, the offense was El Succo.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, bad day. But overall, I think that he was pretty good.
I don't disagree with that. Look, you are what your record says you are in the NFL.
Right. He had a winning record.
Yeah. Marvin, thanks for the phone call. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, man. Thank you.
All right, Brad in Morgan City. What's going on, Brad? You're on WWL.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm probably going to be your squirrel on Buddy D days of the day, but what happens if you're over the salary cap?
You get fined significantly.
Fine.
The organization, yeah, really? They can strip draft choices from you. They can do a lot of different things.
Because I didn't know if it was like that luxury tax in the NBA.
No, right? It's not.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that. And also, I would like to know what you would think, in your opinion, that Sean Payton could do with the Cincinnati Bengals offense that they have. You know, I mean, they got a pretty good offense. They got no line, you know.
I think you'd see similar results. I mean, Zach Taylor's a good offensive mind up there in Cincinnati as well. It's not so much that offense, Brad, you answered the question. It's not so much that offense doesn't have weapons. It doesn't have an offensive line. So if you, under Zach Taylor, Sean Payton, whomever, if you get Joe Burrow an offensive line, you're talking about the Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir. I totally agree. And I respect your opinion on that. And thank you for that salary cap answer. I did not know that.
Sure. Yeah. Brad, okay. Thanks for the phone call. Enjoy.
Yeah,
have
a blessed evening.
All right. Adam in Metairie. What's going on, Adam? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering, so basically, Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, I guess, realized that there was no way to get an Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson here, whether it be salary cap issues, or they just must know that they just wouldn't come here, even if Sean was still the head coach, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, because look at the amount of, $75 million, they're over the cap. By the way, Drew Brees counts for $11.5 million of that $75 million. Still, even though he didn't play last year and he's not going to play in 2022, but that's their cap. And I think that if you look at it, okay, so say Aaron Rodgers wanted out of Green Bay. I think Aaron Rodgers ends up going back to Green Bay, by the way. But say he gets out. What do you think the price tag for a team that acquires him? What do you think that's going to be? If I'm the Green Bay Packers, you're not even having a conversation about Aaron Rodgers on your team unless you're coming with two first round draft picks. I mean, that's
right.
A starter.
No, and I get that, and I know the money, but I also know Kai Hartley and Loomis. They're wizards with the cap, and they could figure out something, restructure whatever.
No. Here's the thing, Adam. Here's what's happening. This is another part of the Sean Payton decision to retire. Remember kick the can, right, that they used for the better part of 5 years? Well, eventually the chickens come home to roost, and they're roosting. This is what they're facing.
Yeah. No, I got it. You're just saying there's no way they could work out the cap for a high caliber.
Not for a $25 million, $30 million a year quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's that bad. I didn't realize how bad the cap was.
Yeah, they're in the best interest, or their best interest would be, hey, just manage this thing, try to stay competitive for the time till you get some more cap space, and then start rebuilding it.
Yeah,
I'm not advocating for a total teardown, but you're gonna have some lean years in all likelihood. Anywhere from 7 wins to 8 wins to as low as 5 wins. That's a logical assumption to make.
Yeah. No, you got it. Yeah, you're right. I just didn't know how bad it was, I guess, the cap.
I mean, again, you think about that. Drew Brees is still on the Saints' 2022 cap.
Wow.
So that was the kick-the-can strategy. And it worked in the immediacy. But in the long term, this is where you're having to pay the price.
Yep, you're right. Chickens are roosting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Christian. I appreciate it, man.
All right, Adam. Enjoy your weekend.
Have a good one.
Right, you too. Jonathan in Pearl River. What's going on, Jonathan? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian. How you doing, man?
Good, thank you.
Hey, just wanted to talk about the quarterback situation, kind of echoing what you're saying about salary cap and all that, but yeah, we got to remember Winston. Everybody's talking about him being the guaranteed starter next year. He's not even on the contract right now. I mean, he signed a 1-year deal.
And, but the market's not going to be very big for him, Jonathan. The market's not going to be very, very big.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about Taysom Hill. Why everybody's down on Taysom Hill? He's our quarterback. He showed he can play the game. And going back to what Bobby said, you are what your record says you are. I mean, he's 7-2 as a starter. We may not like the way he does it, but he's 7-2.
Jonathan, look, that's a real fact, but. I don't know about you. Do you think you can win a Super Bowl with Taysom Hill at quarterback?
Why not? If you got a defense. Remember Trent Dilfer with Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah.
Did you say Trent Dilfer was better than Taysom Hill?
Do you think Taysom Hill is a good enough quarterback to go toe-to-toe with guys like Pat Mahomes in a shootout and put a team on his back?
Well, hey, we you don't know. I mean, we don't know you.
No, I do know. The answer is no. He's not that quarterback, Jonathan. He's just not. He's a good quarterback. He can start in this league, but I don't think you can win unless you, like you pointed out, you surround him with this dominant defense. And I think those kind of dominant defenses that Trent Dilfer won with, I think those days, because of the rules, those days are over. Like the 85 Bears defense could never be as good as it was in today by the rules. They couldn't do it.
Why do we say defense wins championships then?
I've questioned that the last couple of years. I don't think that's applicable as it was back in the 80s and 90s. I think it was very, very accurate in the 80s and 90s. But today, with the offensive rules and the numbers that these offenses are putting up and the points, I don't think it's as big as a deal as it used to be.
Well, I'm going to ask you this question here. If the Buffalo Bills get the chance to get the flip of the coin, the luck of the flip of the coin, do you think the Kansas City Chiefs would stop the Buffalo Bills?
Probably not.
You may be talking about Josh Allen in the AFC Championship.
Probably not.
There you go. Defense comes to play there, right? Get two great quarterbacks back-to-back, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, but you got to stop somebody from scoring. Can't always outscore the guys.
I know. I'm just telling you, that's kind of the brand of football that we're seeing now. Jonathan, thanks for the phone call. Skeeter and Lacombe, you will lead off next hour. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.